a secret. Can you keep it?
Fusey, Ed and Aaron's $10,000 secret lives of Sydney. Untold secrets. Unbelievably true. Only on Today FM.
Secret Lives of Sydney. Yes, we changed your name. We changed your voice. You can still get involved. Todayfm.com.au. It could earn you $10,000. Truly, these secrets that have been shared with us, what goes on? That is the question. We're talking affairs. We're talking arguments with neighbours, with family members. It's just extraordinary. What we've done is compiled some of our favourite moments from Secret Lives of Sydney. We're going to kick it off right now.
Got a secret, can you keep it?
Fusey, Ed and Aaron's $10,000 secret lives of Sydney. Untold secrets. Unbelievably true. Only on Today FM.
Secret. Let's go voice changer, let's go name changer as we say Kiara. Welcome to Secret Lives of Sydney.
Hey guys.
Hey Kiara, we are so honoured that you would trust us with your secret.
Yeah, we take it very seriously, the responsibility that we have here, so we can assure you your identity will be protected.
Thanks, what guys. Happened? Yeah, I'm going to need it. So,
what's the story, Yara?
So my secret is probably about 7 years ago now, I was with this guy. We're in a relationship. He told me he was at work this particular day. Back then, Facebook location was a thing. So, you know, I saw that his location, he was at work. He told me he was staying back. I checked it, found out that was a lie. And eventually I found out that he actually had paid to cheat on me. So he'd
been with a call girl.
Yeah. And, so I confronted him about that, but what he doesn't know is after I found that out, I actually cheated on him and slept with his best friend.
Wow. Yep, that's one way to exact revenge.
Yep, so his best friend, is his best friend still his best friend as far as you know?
As far as I know, yeah, they're still good mates, but yeah, I've been holding on to this for a very long time.
Can I ask you, so you found out that your boyfriend was, you know, cheating on you. You didn't tell your boyfriend that you knew?
Yeah, I confronted him and
and then you went to his best friend. How did you put that to his best friend? Did you say, he's cheating on me, I want to get back at him? Are you up for it? Is that how that happened?
Pretty much.
Had you already had feelings for the best friend?
We kind of always had this, like, connection there, I suppose. But obviously it wasn't until that happened that I was like, you know what? Bit of sweet revenge.
And so was it a one-off with the best friend or did that go on for a while?
No, it was a one-off.
A one-off. And so was it during the day? Was it at night? Where was your boyfriend at the time when it was happening?
He was asleep in my bed.
And where were you? In another room? In that? Were you in the same house?
No, we went out, yeah.
Wow. Yeah, right. And then what's your situation now?
So I am obviously currently no longer with him, but I am in a lesbian relationship and happily engaged.
Yep. So
that.
you realize that all did you think looking back that you always were into women and the men was just society sort of pressures upon you to do, you know, what other people do?
Yeah, definitely. It was a secret in itself that I was hiding from everybody and, you know, denying to myself that, you know, I never had that chance, I guess, to explore that. And it wasn't until after that relationship with the last boyfriend that I was like, yeah, all right, I've got this time now. This is for me, I'm going to explore it. And yeah, I'm really happy and glad that I did because now I've found my person.
Well, that is a wonderful thing. But can we go back to the moment where you, you know, the real secret here is that you cheated on your boyfriend with his best friend because your boyfriend had cheated on you. Mm. And so can you remember the morning you woke up? Did you go back to bed and you woke up next to your boyfriend?
No, I didn't sleep. I couldn't sleep after it.
Did you feel bad or did you feel vindicated?
I guess a little bit of both.
Nothing linear, is it? Mm.
Do you regret having done that or do you're happy that you did it?
No, I definitely regret doing that because especially now that I'm older, I should have just left. I shouldn't have got that revenge, I suppose. But like I said, it kind of is that bittersweet. Like I found that in that moment that you can't, you know, I guess F with me.
But you know what? So many people would think about doing it. They'd find out their partners have cheated on them and they would want to cheat straight away. So what do you say to people who are in this situation? They found out their partners have cheated. Would you say to those people, get revenge or not?
Now that I'm older and wiser, I'd say no. Don't get the revenge. Get the
Get the hell out.
Yeah. Yeah. Confront them, you know, let them know how you're feeling. But yeah, don't do it.
Interesting.
Beautiful lesson.
Wow.
Thank you.
Today FM.
Got a secret. Can you keep it?
Fusey, Ed and Aaron's $10,000 secret lives of Sydney.
Untold secrets.
Unbelievably true.
Only on
Today FM. Secret.
Name changer on, voice changer on. Thank you. Your secret could win you $10,000. You can register at 2dayfm.com.au. Cherry, welcome to Secret Lives of Sydney.
Hi, how are you going?
Yeah, we are good, Cherry. Your secret involves your twin, we believe. So you are an identical twin?
Correct. So I'm an identical twin. And when we were 18, we went to a house party. My sister has a toxic boyfriend who I ended up sleeping with, and the next day he thought it was her. So to this day, I still think they don't know it was me, either of them.
Whoa. Yeah, right. So he thought that he was with his girlfriend, who is your sister, but it was actually you. I imagine that he was drunk. Is that fair to say?
I think we all were.
Yeah. All right. Everyone's drunk. Your sister at the time had no idea that this had gone on?
No, and I still, to this day, it racks my brain if they still think it was each other. Like, I just don't know if they talked about it.
Where was your sister at this stage?
So we went to a mate's house and they had just had, their parents weren't there. So they just had this house to ourselves. They had a backyard and they had a granny flat out the back. So we were all out the back just having drinks. And then eventually, like, the party moved into the house. So we just went into a bedroom and then the next morning we woke up and it was just kind of like everyone was around the house sort of thing. So we all went to Macca's and we all met up at Macca's in different cars. And then when we were all chilling out there, they were like really cuddly. And I thought it was a bit suspicious thinking like, or maybe he's in the doghouse, maybe he knows. But no, their relationship excelled from there.
So they had been going out for a while before this moment?
Oh, on and off. They were so annoying. It was like, they'd date for a few months and they were broken up and then they were together a week later and then they were broken up a day. Like, it was just every time.
You had to do it.
But you're still, they're still together to this day,
still
is that right?
Now. They're married now and they have kids.
Oh yeah, right. God. And you're the auntie who comes around and, as far as you know, they are not aware of the incident.
No.
Surely, though, he must.
Well, he doesn't have to be if they're identical and he was drunk.
I've spoken to my husband about it and, you know, we were a bit older. I was a bit intrigued. We were, you know, going through secrets of ourselves and I'm just still racking my brain. Like, you know, the times that we've all met up together, like, it's not any bad blood. It's never been mentioned. Yeah, like,
so, but all right. So let's go back to your mindset at the time. This is your twin sister, your identical twin sister's boyfriend, whether it's on again, off again. It was obviously actually on at the time. Why did you go through with it back on that night?
Oh, look, I'm young. I was young at the time. It was a bit of a bad, naughty thing to do, but...
You must have found him attractive, obviously.
Oh, well, I just thought nothing was going to happen. Like, you know, we're at a party. Nothing's happening for me. I don't know. I go in there. I know him. You know, it just starts kind of...
Nature takes over. It takes its course.
Yeah, kind of like, oh, okay.
Do you think if your sister found out now that she would stop talking to you?
Yes.
Yes.
Probably. Oh, wow. Yeah, I agree.
I think it's just too long, and it's just like, why wouldn't you retire? Time went on, and I'm like, it's just you can't ask.
Do you reckon he would just deny it, flat out deny it?
Probably now. I'm thinking it would be like this whole investigation of, no, I didn't, and it was, like, I've gone through all of these scenarios in my brain over the years. I'm like, do I do it now? You know, when we've had, like, family meetups, and then it's been the both of us having drinks and, you know, everything. Yeah. Like,
are you pretty close, you and your identical twin sister?
Yeah.
So you'll talk to her today?
Not about this.
But you will talk to her?
Yeah.
Wow.
My God.
Does the guilt eat you up, Cherry?
It's one of those things that it's just like, you know, days can go by, but it's always going to be on my mind. And it's going to be annoying because I want to talk to them and I want to ask, but I don't have the heart to.
So like, it's eating you alive then, essentially.
It is one of those things that it's like, you know, will I get to like 50, 60 and then we can talk about it.
It is a good secret. It's a really good secret.
It's cracking. Thank you for sharing it with us and keep us abreast of the journey.
Yeah, I wouldn't. I reckon that one goes to a grave with her, I reckon. Yeah. Why? What's the point of that? How's that going to help? He might not.
It's not like there's a child involved that deserves to know who its real parent is. Yeah, and this is meh.
There's a reasonable chance he doesn't realise that he slept with the wrong sister. You know, and it could just break up his relationship with his, you know, and that the
what
sisters
made Cherry's conscience.
So Cherry's fine. Cherry was young. She made a mistake. I think it's okay. Just what do you reckon?
You've been appeased by God, Cherry. Do you feel better?
Cherry.
A little bit, but it's just still something on my mind.
Well, good on you, Cherry. Hey, Cherry, thank you so much for sharing.
This is the Husey, Ed and Erin podcast.
The Husey, Ed and Erin podcast.
Got a secret. Can you keep it?
Husey, Ed and Erin's $10,000 secret lives of Sydney.
Untold secrets.
Unbelievably true.
Only on Today FM.
Righto, name changer on, voice changer on as we say hello to Melinda. Welcome to Secret Lives of Sydney.
Good morning.
Now, Melinda, good morning to you. We believe this secret involves Parliament House, the home, Erin, of Australian democracy.
The foundation of society and all that it entails.
We vote for the people to work there and to determine our futures.
Strong word. Melinda, what's your secret?
In the Howard years, I was the floral assistant.
In the Howard years, John Howard.
Yes.
Yep.
And I used to have to do the floral displays in the public areas.
Oh, lovely.
Well, I started noticing someone kept taking my lilies. And at first I didn't really care, you know, take a few lilies. But then as the time went on, I started remembering that I'd learnt that lilies can kill cats. And so I thought, well, what if they take them home and accidentally kill the cat?
Can I just stop you there? My mother, who had her birthday recently and I sent her flowers, always, her one stipulation is no lilies. No lilies in her floral arrangement.
Does she have cats? Scent.
Not at the moment, but she has had cats.
Not anymore.
What happened to the cats?
Well, maybe they died because of the lilies. But people didn't know. I didn't know that lilies killed cats.
As the years went on, I got worse because I didn't have kids then, and then I found out they can actually kill little kids too, so.
Jesus, what are these lilies?
Why do we have them at all?
Yeah, I don't know why the florists even sell them.
when we do a held hand bunch, we remove the pollen and the stamens. Like for brides, all the pollen and the stamens are already removed. But public display, no one's supposed to be touching them, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Okay, so I noticed someone was taking them, and I'm thinking, you know, what am I going to do? And I was coming up with a few different plans. But then we had a visiting dignity from another country.
A dignitary.
And we ordered in special flowers from their cultural background.
Yeah, beautiful.
Now, we spend a lot of time on a very beautiful display for these dignities. We had these beautiful specialised flowers brought in, imported for them. And so we took a couple of hours setting that up. And then I'm not there every day. I'm just more like a refresh kind of do the florals. And so 2 days later when I turned up and I noticed a lot of the specialist flowers had been taken. after this happening for a few weeks, I started to get really angry. So I came up with a plan to stop the thief.
Stop the, yeah, the lily thief, yep.
I had my own lilies prepared at home. I took the pollen heads off the stamens, and then with in a tissue, and then I get a paintbrush and I painted all the pollen up and down the lily stems in the area that they always get taken from.
So you'd catch them red-handed, or what colour would their hands be?
Brown.
Brown.
And everything they touch
would be brown.
Yes. And all this time I'm trying to figure out who did it.
Yeah.
Well, in the end, I just came. I didn't think it would be a cleaner because there's cameras everywhere.
Yeah,
And no one really talks to you while they're there. They just sort of glance at you.
Yeah, the odd glance.
And anyway, So there was this famous man that I saw on TV a lot, and he used to glance at me all the time. Now, he stopped. He just totally stopped, never looked at me again.
Did something change with your appearance?
No.
Lily thief.
This is, you think it's that person.
Well, then it got a bit more complicated because a woman who I had noticed around started glancing at me with a bit of a glare of disapproval.
I think it was that person.
And so then I'm starting thinking, are these two like getting it on and had a bit of an accident or something?
Brown-handed accident.
Finally.
With Lily surrounding her.
Oh, Lily. Oh, sorry, Lily.
But it's still a secret.
It's not a secret anymore.
Can you tell us the name of the person who
the
you
famous
think
is the
most
famous
way.
Person?
Why?
Just
no
an
way.
Initial. Just
we'll beep
initial.
It out. We'll beep it out if you tell us.
No, sorry. I live in fear to this day of...
You still live in fear.
Yeah. I'm a bit anxious right now.
Oh,
yeah.
Honey, it's okay. We
Peter
will protect
Harvey?
You. we will protect
was,
your
was
secret.
Was it Peter Harvey? Canberra, he's passed, so he can't reach back from the other side.
This has been
working.
One of the most enjoyable ones we've done.
You're
amazing.
Thank you, Melinda.
Thanks,
well
honey.
Played.
The Husey, Ed and Erin podcast.
Got a secret. Can you keep it?
Husey, Ed and Aaron's $10,000 Secret Lives of Sydney.
Untold secrets.
Unbelievably true. Only on Today FM.
Todayfm.com.au. Someone's secret's going to win them $10,000. Picked at random. Voice changer on, name changer on, Brianna. Welcome to Secret Lives of Sydney.
Hi.
Hi, Brianna.
We appreciate you sharing your secret with us, Brianna.
That's all right. So when I was single last year, I ended up getting into a three-way with two guys, one of them being my partner now and the other one being his best friend. It wasn't until the end of the night that I found out his best friend had a girlfriend. Cut to a year later, we hang out with said best friend and girlfriend and have to pretend like nothing's happened.
Oh, wow. Can I ask?
You didn't know.
Yeah, like, but how does that happen? Like, to have a three-way with, like, did you meet them out and then someone suggested it? I'm just curious as to the logistics.
Oh, yeah. So I was at a friend's farewell dinner, and, like, while I was waiting in line for my food, these two guys just randomly offered me a bottle of champagne because they didn't want it. And obviously I'm not going to say no to a free bottle of champagne.
So then
I take the bottle to my friends, and then halfway through the bottle, they come up, and then we start chatting, and then I was vibing with one guy. He ended up getting a hotel, and then
is that the guy that you end up now as your boyfriend? Is that who you're vibing with?
Yeah, my partner now. Yeah, I was vibing with him. He ended up getting a hotel. We end up going back to the hotel for drinks, like more drinks, and then, you know, one thing led to another, and it happened that way.
Yeah, right. So it was just the three of you at the hotel?
Yeah.
And so, yeah, but at the time it felt natural. It was all good. And the three of you just fell into a situation that everyone was happy with that situation.
Yeah.
And was that like a fantasy fulfilled for you, or is that something that happened to you reasonably often?
No, definitely not.
Never before?
The first time I've ever done anything like that. It actually was, like, at the time, like, I did want to do something like that.
Yeah.
And I guess I manifested it that night because, I did say to my friends, I was like, I could have a threesome with these guys, and it just happened that way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's lovely.
And then, but I wouldn't do that again.
So that you then found out that he had a girlfriend, is that right?
Yeah, like after, and I felt horrible because I was like, oh my God, like
you went to know that.
I've never really, like if I knew, I wouldn't have done it.
Yeah, that's not your fault.
But you know, that was up to him to disclose that. You can't be, you know, you can't do a deep dive on someone's Facebook. You know, just because you're in the moment, you're caught up in the moment.
Mm-mm. Well, yeah, exactly.
Do you try not to think about that night ever again? Or does it sometimes does that night come back into your mind?
Well, it sort of comes up when we hang out with them.
Yeah.
Because, you know, like sometimes we'll talk about it, like me and my partner and the friend, and he's just really, he feels horrible.
Yeah,
and like, I really like the girlfriend. Like, we vibe so well.
Well, I know what I'm thinking.
I reckon. I mean,
four.
Yeah, I reckon four's a.
We'll get tit for tat.
What?
Is she.
Do you think. Yeah.
Yeah. Would she be into that kind of thing or would she be appalled?
I have no idea. Nothing like that.
Well,
ever,
one
like,
way to find out.
But do you think is she. Did when you, your boyfriend and her in the same room, do you feel like there's any electricity between those two?
Yes.
You don't.
Yeah.
Okay.
So between his girlfriend and your boyfriend?
Yeah.
It's a weird situation. Like, we kind of distance ourselves from them.
What?
Just because there's just so much weirdness.
All right, but would you to get rid of your guilt, not that you deserve to have any guilt, but to get rid of his guilt, not that he should have any guilt, should he?
Yeah, what are you doing?
Would you allow your boyfriend and his best mate and his best mate's girlfriend to have a night, the three of them?
Oh, probably not.
Not right now.
I wouldn't do that.
Well, what would you allow the four of you to have a night?
Oh, no. I think we're pretty,
beyond that now, I think. Right.
No, it's past the point where it's like, it's a bit weird. If that happens.
But also, I think this is the guy for you for the rest of your life. Do you think you've found your life partner?
Yeah.
How old are you guys, just out of interest?
Like 20s.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. So this guy, your mate, your boyfriend, your life partner, his best friend, probably will be his best man at the wedding?
Oh, probably.
Yeah.
Probably.
So this is a secret that you don't want your family to know either, I imagine.
No.
All right. I think we're going to keep this secret. All right. I don't think anyone else can know. I honestly don't think anyone else. Brianna's not your real name. We have no idea what your real voice sounds like. I think we're just going to have to. This one's just buried, isn't it? Erin, what do you reckon?
I think there's a definite burying of this one. Sometimes I think, no, you've got to alleviate. This one should go to the grave.
You okay with that, Brianna?
Yes, I am.
Yeah. Well, thank you for telling us. We appreciate it. It remains anonymous. Secret Lives of Sydney, 2dayfm.com.au. If you've got one, could win you $10,000.
Today FM.